Welcome to Highly Questionable. Let's see the way that we find to bother Katie Nolan with something about Tom Brady. Let's get started.
I don't think you're going to do it this time. I think it's over.
Should LeBron have played in the NFL during the 2011 NBA lockout?
So I don't think that Michael Jordan and LeBron James are quite this petty, but I kind of hope that they are. If you believe Ramona Shelburne's reporting, you get a story that Michael Jordan agreed to do the last dance on the day of LeBron James and the parade, third championship. And now, as soon as that documentary is done and everyone is saying that Michael Jordan's the most amazing, LeBron says, well, he played baseball, but I was going to play football, and I could have played football, and I have the signed letter from, of course, Jerry Jones that I could have played football. And no, obviously, he should not have played. He's got an enormous economy around him that includes endorsements, it includes playing, and you saw what happened to that brand when his groin hurt and he missed 16 games in the last season with the Lakers before this one. There is nothing he should have done to jeopardize anything on the football field, but I found it interesting that he would be interested, and I also think that he'd be really good at it.
I think he just wanted somebody to say, we want you to play football, because I just can't believe he's that stupid. Right? That would be the single dumbest thing in the world. Michael Jordan being like, I'm a killer year playing baseball. You know what they don't do in baseball? Hit you in your kidneys, right? That being said, I kind of wish he had done it, because if we remember what 2011 was for LeBron James, right? Can you imagine him as the biggest villain in sports joining the Dallas Cowboys? Can you imagine what a machine that would have been for us in our business and the booing that he would have received in every single stadium that he went to? How mad Cleveland would have been as they were reminded he doesn't even like the local football team. That's how bad he wanted to get away from y'all. Like, if that had happened, it would have been glorious if he were that dumb. And I don't believe he's that dumb.
Yeah, this would be the stupidest thing ever, although it would be the only way in which we would be able to, on this network, talk about LeBron more than we already talk about LeBron. If we had to cover LeBron in two sports, I feel like our bosses would absolutely love that. But this is probably the stupidest thing I've ever. It doesn't seem possible. I can't imagine a world in which LeBron can play football and then go back. It's just stupid. Is this real? Is this really what we're going to talk about today?
All it would have took was one practice, though, right? Like, that's the thing about it. How many minutes into practice would it have been before LeBron was like, why am I here again?
All of that said, man, Jason Witten was still out there last season getting open just because he's big and can button hook and no one could guard that. If Shaquille O'Neal were a tight end in the NFL, do you realize how unstoppable that would be with the precision of today's quarterback? If LeBron James was out there as a tight end, he would always be open. He'd be Gronk.
If it's like, if I want to see LeBron play football, yeah, I think he'd be good and it'd be interesting, a fascinating thing to watch. Do I think it would be smart in any way for his career? Absolutely not. It would be the stupidest thing ever.
Doc Rivers weighed in and said that they thought LeBron would be the best football player ever.
Oh my God. What are we doing? What are we doing? LeBron would not be the best football player ever. He's big. He's athletic. He's fun to watch. There are people who play football. This is so stupid. Dan, it's interesting you mentioned that you think LeBron said this because of all the attention around Jordan with the Jordan doc. Because he also said that he would have loved to play with Jordan. And I've seen some people say that that makes him sound soft. I disagree. I think it makes him smart for wanting to participate in this conversation. And obviously the greatest player ever you'd want to play with. But I'm interested to know what you guys think.
That is a fascinating insight, right? I don't dream of beating Michael Jordan. I dream of us beating everybody else, which, by the way, a much smarter dream.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
I get a call from Andy Roser. Says, hey, the deal's off. I said, what do you mean the deal's off? Donald doesn't like white players. And I said, excuse me? Donald Sterling said no. This is, I want to say, 3 weeks to a month in a job, and I'm not sure, but right in that area. And so by the very end of the conversation, I quit.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
What do you make of Doc Rivers saying Donald Sterling didn't like white players?
All right, this was on Ernie Johnson's podcast, and this is not the Doc Rivers story I was expecting. Doc Rivers would have been much easier to answer the question of whether or not LeBron James would have been the greatest football player ever, as Doc Rivers claims. But instead, we're going down this path, the crazy racist path. Let's listen to the podcast.
JJ agrees. I jump on a plane. I fly back to Orlando, and I get a call from Andy Roser. Says, hey, the deal's off. I said, what do you mean the deal's off? Donald doesn't like white players. And I said, excuse me? Donald Sterling said no. This is, I want to say, 3 weeks to a month in the job, and I'm not sure, but right in that area. And so by the very end of the conversation, I quit. I said, well, I quit. You're not going to quit. I quit. You're not going to quit. This is Donald Sterling on the phone. I said, I will not let you ruin my reputation. And then 3 hours later, Ernie, I get a call from Andy Roser and said, hey, man, deal's done. Donald's all in. Didn't say why. Didn't say anything. Just he changed his mind. And that moment, I knew we were in trouble. I knew I was in trouble.
There are a lot of stories like that. Donald Sterling was an unhinged loon, and he lost his basketball team because he did racist things. And people will tell you from that organization that he was always sort of wandering around the locker room saying things like, look at the beautiful black bodies. So this was something that was always in his head somewhere. But I will say he's also the guy who decided it would be good on the publicity tour after the fallout to go on television trying to fix his image and just crushed Magic Johnson and just accused him of having AIDS. And it was uproariously weird and uproariously funny because this is who this person is.
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as Donald Sterling stories go, we've heard a million of them. We've even heard this one before. I think JJ Redick has told it. At least this one you can kind of just laugh at because it's so bad. There are so many bad ones. And this one's just like, really? You what? But to me, what stands out about this story is it's weird that we always are willing to acknowledge the worst end of the spectrum. Like Donald Sterling was an unabashed racist and everyone acknowledges that. But then we just ignore the fact that there's an entire spectrum of people on the way to not at all racist. And like, yeah, it's easier to talk about this one because clearly this guy was super racist. But I think also it speaks to the fact that everybody should acknowledge that there are varying degrees of that on the way down to nobody else is racist.
Yeah, but see, like when the races get involved in the NBA, it becomes interesting because Donald Sterling's a guy that's hired a lot of black coaches, had black executives, because he thinks basketball is for the black people, right? He doesn't actually think very much of the game and the institutions that are around it. He sees it as being for them in his context, right? So, no, there's no surprise to this. The other reason there's no surprise to this is Katie talks about the continuum. Yo, man, y'all be weird about white basketball players. Let's not act like Donald Sterling's the only one that does that. This is how it tends to go, right? If a white basketball player is really, really good, he will be overrated into being like the greatest player of all time, right? If a white player is really, really bad, he might get elevated, overrated into being like the 12th man on the bench. And everybody cheers when he comes into the game. But when it's just a regular old white dude who's supposed to make a contribution to an NBA team, whole lot of y'all get real shaky about that one. You know I'm right about this. Yeah. This is the way that it goes. Well, think about a dude like poor Craig Elo, People just hear the name Elo and they all of a sudden think that dude couldn't play. He was a double figure scorer in the NBA. And see, JJ Redick is in that place where you have to tell people, no, actually, he's a fairly decent athlete who plays pretty good defense. Now, y'all see a white dude, you'd be like, no, he can't guard nobody. If Donald Sterling had said, I don't want JJ Redick on the team because I don't think he plays defense, without even looking it up, 95% of the people watching this would have been like, yeah, I see where he's coming from here. Instead, that he tracks. Said the quiet part out loud, and now y'all acting all offended like y'all ain't the most skeptical people of white basketball play.
The place that there is no disputing on that one, when a fan base is on draft day and they don't know the players involved and it's just a name late in the first round, I am telling you, if that's a white dude, that entire fan base is underestimating it. The entire thing is happening right there in front of you.
Yeah, but don't let it be a white dude they heard of. It's time to have a parade.
No, that's true.
They wanted Steve Alford over true. Reggie Miller in Indiana. I know he was from there, but come on.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie Show.
In times like these is so well said. These are desperate times, people. Desperate times.
It's like in war when everybody has to, allocate resources towards war. That's kind of what's happening right now. You guys have wrung this sponge dry. Yes. Every time
we're here,
we're going to see how much more we can get. I have nothing left to say. Orange looks nice on him. Very handsome man. Happy for him. Hope he does well. What more do you want me to say? People are going to get mad at me no matter what I say.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
In South Korea, K-League 1 soccer.
Okay, I was surprised to see a headline the other day that South Korean soccer was publicly apologizing for their fake fans in the stands because they were sex dolls. The game got too promiscuous. Look at what you got going over here. You've got these mannequins. I want to know who the snitch was who knew that these were sex dolls. Look in your own closet, sir or madam. They didn't know, I'm assuming, that they were sex dolls before that they were put out there. Are you guys intrigued by any of what's happening here? Katie, yes. You go first.
Yes, I'm intrigued. Here's how you know they're sex dolls. Because they're wearing masks. If you took those masks that didn't need to be on those dolls, since they don't breathe, off, you would probably have had a stadium full of, let's say, very shocked-looking women. And that would have been a dead giveaway. So I at least understand why they put masks on them to cover up the fact that they were aghast.
You knew they were sex dolls because they were all women, right? Like, that was the way that you know. I don't feel like the sex doll factory is rolling that many dudes off. It's rolling some. I'm not pretending like it's none, but I don't think they're rolling that many off. Also, to be fair to the Korean team, after you call whoever makes the mannequins for the department stores, who else is out here making things that look like people? I can't think of any other place, any other industry where full-size people dolls are in production. And I'm a little surprised, if we're going to be honest here, that the company that makes the sex dolls had inventory to spare. Because I would think times like these, I mean, have you tried to buy, like, dumbbells? You know what I'm saying? Have you tried to buy like an exercise bike? People bought all those up.
These are Pelotons, Bamani.
I figured they would have bought all those up.
They're not Pelotons.
in times like these is so well said. These are desperate times, people. Desperate times.
It's like in war when everybody has to, you know, allocate resources towards war. That's kind of what's happening right now, except they're putting sex dolls in the stands. But hey, shout out to there being an all-female fan game. I think that's what progress looks like in these trying times.
In Tampa Bay, Florida, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers working out.
From the exclusive pages of the Tampa Bay Times, we taunt Katie Nolan, a Patriots fan who for two decades has loved Tom Brady but does not love to see these exclusive photos from the Tampa Bay Times where he is not wearing Patriot colors anymore. He is out there on the Florida fields wearing a color at 43 he should not be wearing. Katie, we are not terribly sorry to be doing this to you. That didn't look like social distancing at the end. Are you guys doing that to the movies and your television as well? Bomani, are you intrigued?
I'm intrigued by what Katie's going to say. I mean, look at that. Tom Brady in a creamsicle jersey. You see that? Mm-hmm. We got that? Yeah. We got Tom Brady in a creamsicle jersey?
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
I'm mostly concerned.
I mean, I don't feel like it's right for me to talk.
Sure. Well, okay. I'm concerned. Why are there cars in that first? Are they practicing in a parking lot? Does Tampa Bay not have like a practice facility? Where is this practice happening? You know, if you're going to get Tom Brady, he's old. You better take care of him. Why are you making me do this?
He's out of high school.
Okay.
They're working out at a high school.
Why?
Because there's a football season coming up, allegedly, and he's their quarterback.
Whatever. You guys have wrung this sponge dry. Yes. Every time I hear
you,
we're going to see how much more we can get. I have nothing left to say. Orange looks nice on him. Very handsome man. Happy for him. Hope he does well. What more do you want me to say? People are going to get mad at me no matter what I say. Stop showing me pictures of Tom Brady. I am fully now understanding he plays for a team that is not my team. Until the football season starts, let's not continue to exhaust this topic or there will be nothing left for me to talk about.
Fine, then. Show her a picture of Jared Stidham so she can find out what he looks like.
Who is that person?
We don't have any more time today, but if you want more Bomani Jones, you go to The Right Time with Bomani Jones where you find your podcast and Katie Nolan. It's sports with a question mark.
I'm getting rid of this pillow. No orange in this house.